There's no consensus on the origin of Indo-Pacific. The Straits Times cites usage by then-Indonesian Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa in 2012, or maybe it came from an Australian Defense Ministry document. Politico reports that it's been around in foreign policy circles for years and was occasionally uttered by both Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and President Barack Obama. Lately, it's been gaining circulation in Japan, in the headquarters of U.S. Pacific Command, and this past month, there has been a barrage of Indo-Pacifics from senior administration officials and now from the president himself. Analysts say the term describes a more expansive stretch of the world, with India and the United States as strategic bookends. Professor Zachary Abuza of the National War College told the Straits Times that there's no mistaking the message. When you're talking East or Southeast Asia, China dominates, he said. But when you widen the aperture, there is a countering force. U.S. officials swear it's in no way meant to diminish China or to suggest containment, but the Chinese won't believe that and will have taken careful note of naval exercises earlier this week in the Sea of Japan, where the Ronald Reagan Aircraft Carrier Strike Group conducted drills with a Japanese destroyer and two warships from India. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Indo-Pacific News Minute.